Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, today's episode is a good one. We're diving into something that can seriously shift your perspective. Cultivating gratitude through journaling. Ever feel like life is just this constant grind? You wake up, you work, you eat, you sleep, and repeat. Rinse and repeat. It's easy to get caught up in the negative, the what ifs, the things we wish were different. But here's the thing, my friends, gratitude is a superpower. It's not just about saying thank you for the little stuff. It's about actively choosing to focus on the good, even when life throws you curveballs. And guess what? Journaling can be your secret weapon in this quest for gratitude. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Journaling? Sounds kinda lame? Trust me, it's not just for angsty teenagers anymore. This isn't about pouring out your deepest, darkest secrets, though that can be helpful sometimes. It's about creating a space where you can reflect on the positive, acknowledge what you have, and shift your mindset from scarcity to abundance. Here are 5 key takeaways, my friends, that'll turn your journaling journey into a gratitude explosion. 1. Gratitude is a muscle. Just like any muscle in your body, gratitude needs to be exercised. The more you practice it, the stronger it gets. So start small. Write down 3 things you're grateful for each day. It could be anything. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a good laugh with a friend. 2. Beyond the obvious. Don't just focus on the big stuff, your job, your family, your health. Dig deeper. Appreciate the little things, the everyday moments that often go unnoticed. The smell of freshly cut grass, a kind word from a stranger, the feeling of sunshine on your skin. These seemingly insignificant things can actually make a huge difference in your overall happiness. 3. Shift your focus. Ever feel like you're constantly complaining? We all did, but when you catch yourself dwelling on the negative, try consciously shifting your focus to something positive. Instead of saying, "I'm so tired," say, "I'm grateful I got a good night's sleep." It's about changing the narrative in your head. 4. Express your gratitude. Don't just write it down. Express your gratitude verbally. Tell someone you appreciate them, send a thank you note, or simply say, thank you, more often. These small gestures can go a long way in making others feel valued and appreciated. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments. Did you finally finish that project? Nailed that presentation? Celebrate it. Write about it in your journal. Celebrate your journey. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be setbacks. But by acknowledging your wins, no matter how small, you build momentum and cultivate a sense of self-efficacy. Let me share a real-world example with you. Imagine Sarah, who's feeling overwhelmed by work deadlines and family commitments. She feels constantly stressed and drained. She decides to start journaling for 10 minutes every day, focusing on things she's grateful for. Maybe it's her cozy apartment, a good cup of tea, or even just a quiet moment to herself. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts noticing a shift. She feels less stressed, more relaxed, and more appreciative of the little things in life. Her perspective changes, and she starts to feel more empowered to handle her challenges with grace and positivity. Remember, folks, cultivating gratitude is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you struggle to find anything to be grateful for. That's okay. Just keep showing up, keep practicing, and remember that even small steps can lead to big changes. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to supercharge your gratitude game through journaling. This isn't just some fluffy self-help trick. It's a powerful tool that can literally change your life. So go ahead, grab a notebook and start writing. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from a little dose of gratitude. Let's spread the love, one journal entry at a time. Until next time, keep on driving towards that brighter future. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.